This is Ethically Speaking.
According to the news these days, we need to wonder whether our president's pre-war claims of the imminent danger of Iraq was a product of spin.
Speaking of spin, look at how the two candidates are already spinning one another's past deeds.
Is spin just politics as usual, or is there an ethical issue involved?
Of course there's an ethical issue. That's what the show is about. The point is that what people call spin used to be called manipulation and lies. When we use these more descriptive terms, there's no doubt that the act of spinning carries ethical baggage.
Take a common technique of spin, such as when a soundbite is removed from its context in order to make a person sound, well, indecisive or stupid. In the context, the statement makes sense, but absent the context, voila, spin.
Politicians and pundits use the neutral-sounding word spin to hide the ethical implications of the act. Somehow, people accept spin as political reality. Yet, they wouldn't be so accepting if they recognized it as deception, with the understanding that they, the voters, are the ones being deceived.
Some of us tolerate spin or even accept spin in advertisements for products. But political spin, that's demeaning. It treats us as though we think that choosing an official is no more important than buying laundry detergent.
Spin makes it difficult for citizens to make good decisions about who to vote into office. And spin makes it impossible for us to know if our leaders are making good decisions on our behalf because spin denies us the facts.
So, spin by any other name, then, is still a lie. What do you think? Tell us the truth at ethicallyspeaking.org. This show is produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
This is Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.